Small-scale beekeepers, said UWRF biology professor Brad Mogan, are important because of their role in helping pollinate small-scale agriculture. The problem, however, is that beekeeping can be an expensive hobby.
So if you have a hobbyist beekeeper and he wants to try to save, you know, run five hives, and yet he's losing three out of the five every single winter, you know, show me any farmer who goes out and shoots three out of five of his cows every year and then makes a living. It does not happen.
Statistics from the USDA show that Wisconsin bee colonies declined by 60% between October 2015 and March 2016, and with bee packages costing upwards of $120 for a queen and 3 pounds of bees, that is unsustainable for a small-scale beekeeper. What Mogan proposes is that the nuke hive strategy could be used to increase colony numbers in anticipation of winter death.
And so if we can start raising bees up here that have already shown good overwintering traits and can continue on a line of good overwintering, that's going to greatly improve the survival rates.
That was Miranda Martin, a fifth-year field biology student at UWRF who helped Mogan with his research. In addition to working out effective nuke management strategies, Mogan and Martin have been testing different genetic lines of bees for winter hardiness. For Falcon News, I'm Sophia Cook.